Welcome to the Straitjacket Quartet, starring Brian, I'm a douchebag, Ellerson. Got a cock in his mouth again. And me, Charlie. And basically, folks, Chris is not here because we're just doing this real quick episode to let you know what's going on, both in the world and in our world. Which they should be one and the same, but unfortunately they're not. What we're going to be seeing, or what you're going to be hearing more accurately, over the next month, month and a half. And Brian has a thing in his ear. I can actually see him, which is, looks like he's got a phone. Looks like he's got a phone in his ear. Oh, it's a stapler. He's trying to kill himself. I wish he would use a bazooka. But unfortunately, it's illegal to buy bazookas. He's going to kill himself with a nail clipper.
That could take a while. I don't think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you might want to just quit that.
I'd be better off going and getting a butter knife.
Yeah, that'd be more effective. So, what's going on in the world? Let's see. Since we recorded, because I was on vacation, it's been since early April since we actually got together and did anything. We had a bit of a mishap in the meantime, which five episodes didn't get posted, although they were uploaded. We don't know what happened, and it was discovered by who?
Nancy.
Nancy?
Yeah, Nancy.
I thought you said it was
Nancy. Nancy sent us an email. Mm.
I thought you said it was a dude.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Nancy the dude sent us an email stating, hey, we haven't seen anything since early May. What's going on? Thank you for that. And Nancy Mandude. And we will...
Where do you get dude from?
I don't know. I could have sworn you told me he was a dude. And now I hear the name. It's Nancy.
See, there it is. There it is. Finally, folks, it's come out on the air. Charlie's stuck on dudes.
Like Band-Aids. So, Brian and I got together today to let you know what's going on. That's why Chris is not here. We don't have him locked in a closet or anything anywhere, because that would be gay for me and gay and incestual for Brian. So, none of that's going on. But, We felt he didn't have to drive all the way out here just to record a 15 to 45 minute segment and then leave. It didn't make any sense.
Right. So,
hi, Chris.
And, hello.
Hello.
And you will hear Chris tomorrow back with our missing five, if you will. Our missing five will... What are you shaking your head for?
Freaking exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
And you know how long it takes to scrub Orion's cock?
No,
it takes
I don't.
A while.
Maybe you should just slobber it and get it over with.
Yeah, but you can't because you're wearing a spacesuit.
I
am His Royal Highness, the High Holy Hoity Toity, ruler of the blah blah, and on and on and on. But I can't breathe in space.
And what good are you?
I'm telling you, that's why I keep trying to tell Orion to get somebody else to give him a sponge bath. It takes too long.
Yeah. So, anyways, you and Orion's explicit sex life aside, the next five episodes are going to be coming out are from last month, but it was good stuff and we wanted you to hear it, so we're going to post it as normal. Then you will be getting in that. That'll take us to about June, the first week of June, I believe. First week of July. And after that, you'll be getting brand new content as well. The reason we went 2 months is because I was on vacation. And of course, the minute I go on vacation, what happens? I don't know. Three or four celebrities die. Two of them off the top of my head. One was Ryan Dunn from Jackass. He died in a car accident, I believe, if I recall correctly. And the infamous Jeff Conaway, known to younger people from Celebrity Rehab, but known to us old folks as the guy from Grease.
Shit, he's dead?
Yeah, he OD'd. Like pneumonia-related issues due to overdosage or something like that. So he passed on. And somebody who didn't pass on so much as lost the back of his head, Osama bin Laden's gone. Yeah! I was so happy to hear that.
That was a sad, sad day for me.
Yeah, sure it was.
It was.
Only because you wanted to kill him.
I wasn't on the freaking assault team.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I would.
I didn't get to put the pill in his brain.
Yeah. So, in related news, in in Pakistan, where Osama was shot, a search team is now out looking for the back half of his head. We'll see if they find anything.
Are they walking around with a Rorschach? What looks like a Rorschach picture that says, "Have you seen me?"
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. And not too many people are calling this up and helping them out. There's not much of a reward for it. I think it was a goat's leg and some cheese.
We ought to help them out. You know, we should get that on milk cartons.
Have you seen this blood stain?
Well, it's more like, have you seen this bit of brain here, a little gray matter there, skull?
The funny thing about that,
it looks like a butterfly.
Funny thing about that was, I don't know how true this is or not, but I heard a rumor that they actually found a boatload of porn movies at his hideaway. And I also heard that his wife was used as a sort of human shield in the whole process. They shot her in the leg, she fell down, and then he blew his head off. Now, yeah. Do you really want this guy representing you, ladies, in the Middle East, if you even have the freedom to listen to our show? Your husbands are going to use you as bullet shields. Yeah, not the greatest of perks in a marriage, if you ask me. And I'm fucking single. That's sad. But
do you promise to love, honor, and be a bulletproof shield for?
I do.
I love my wife.
I love my fifth wife.
I love my fifth wife. She could suck an RPG out of the air.
So, yes. Oh, boy. Yeah, so they found a whole bunch of porn in this guy's friggin' compound, along with his wife and some of his lieutenants, whatever. And the thing that struck me as funny is, like, the porn companies were trying to find out which movies they were. Like, what are you going to do? Osama bin Laden approved porn. Yeah, it's not going to sell better, folks. It might initially, it might have a push for people to see what he was watching. But here's something else to consider. With all the free fucking porn out there on the internet, why was this motherfucker paying for it? How stupid is he?
Because he knew that he could be traced through porn.
Yeah, not too many people request the goat sex porn.
Yes, exactly.
So, good job, U.S. Military Special Forces. Thank you very much for getting rid of that cum stain on the balls of society. Okay, yeah. So... This is our breaking news episode. So there you have it. That was the breaking news a whole 2 months ago now. But
I feel like I'm failing here because I've got no breaking news. I don't know shit about what's going on in the world. Ask me about digital prepress.
I don't know if I want to.
Ask me about digital prepress. Ask me about Adobe After Effects. I can freaking ramble off shit about those two. Hell, right now, I'll tell you about group dynamics, portfolio development, and math.
I think my balls are shriveling.
You know what? Many years ago, near when we started this, we had a little segment where we wanted to help out the population. For those of you who've been listening in that long, we were telling you how to repair your blow-up doll.
Oh, my God.
What?
Hot stuff walking by.
Shit.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, sorry. I'm on mic. I forgot. Shit.
I think you just vibrated the microphone right off the freaking table. I went from being able to hear you to I can kind of hear you.
I'm not saying anything. That's why.
Melania. Anyways, if anybody out there is taking math classes and they don't like math, but they have Netflix, watch Numbers. Numbers will make math seem cool.
I just picture the episode. Okay, the killer has killed two people, right? He's done it twice. 2 + 2 = 4. He'll be striking on 4th Street at 4 o'clock. Just, I see your look. You're like,
The killer's killed two people on two nights with two different weapons. He apparently has driven at least two different routes. And probably worn two different sets of clothing. Now, if I use some weird name algorithm, we can maybe figure out how many twos there are.
I've seen the show, and it's actually pretty good, but
it is.
It's not on my list of two watches right now. I just finished up a series that I knew it was canceled, but I thought they had concluded the story when they canceled it. It was a show called Flash Forward, which was, I think, a very well done show, and recommend anybody give it a try. It's pretty awesome stuff, but be warned ahead of time that there are things that were not fixed at the end, and that kind of pissed me off. But
kind of like Lost.
No, Lost. Lost its way. What happened with Lost is somebody guessed at the very beginning of the show what the outcome of the show was going to be. And, of course, the producer was like, oh, no, that's not it. Definitely not. No, no way. And then at the end of it, they didn't decide to rewrite it, even though the person or people were correct about that theory. They just kind of didn't call it that and ended the show. And then everybody's that didn't have that theory in mind were like, what was that all about? I don't get it. And then the people who had the theory were like, I told you, motherfucker. So everybody ended up pissed off at the end of that.
I see dead people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little kid with...
I haven't seen the end that I was told. You know, at some point, I put it in my Netflix instant queue. You know, at some point, when I run out of other things to watch, I'll go to Lost. Mm. Like I said, right now I've got a myriad of other things to go through before Lost even gets touched.
Yeah, I'd actually say at this point, don't watch Battlestar Galactica instead. At least that went out on a high note, and it was well written. It's not a perfect show. No show is, but you know, considering that Eddie James almost is in it. I would say it's worth watching that just for him initially. And then by the time you get through a few episodes of it, you'll find other actors in there like Michael Hogan, who you probably don't know, but you will as the series goes on, because the guy is just really solid.
Other than Eddie, okay. I can't get into it. I mean, I think I'd rather scrub my penis with black plague tainted sandpaper.
Don't you do that every Saturday?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. Shh. Stop giving away my secrets, damn it.
I didn't
mean to.
Wait a minute.
No. I am not the one... I am not famous for hurting myself.
All right, but you're also famous for torturing yourself, so.
I torture every other part of my body except for that.
See, I'm an equal opportunity torturer.
you're the one who uses belt sanders, tire irons, and freaking doors.
Don't forget Sawzalls.
Well, you know, Sawzalls too.
Yeah, so
it's no wonder you were trying to convince me to commit dick a coup.
You need to. You really do.
No, look, I edited the episodes. I posted the episodes. Everything it said uploaded, and then the power went out. And as far as I knew, it was good. Because the power going out really shouldn't have affected everything. So,
I don't know, man.
Anything, you should have
get the butter knife out and just do it. All right.
No, I'm not committing dick a coup.
You need to.
No.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
No. No way, man.
It's time. It really is. It's time.
So, Hattie Penis is not for me.
Now, that's not true. Oh, snap.
You're right. You're right. I like my ball shaved.
There you go. So I came back from vacation, and, you know, it was one of the best vacations I've had in years. Didn't go anywhere special. I actually stayed home, but I go back to work very relaxed, very happy, in a good place, all that other crap that you hear the hippies say. And the first place I got to work is Manhattan, which I fucking hate, New York City. I don't mind the other four boroughs. I just don't like the one. And it's not so much I don't like Manhattan. I don't like driving in it. And so I end up, you know, working with this guy. We go to this place. It's a customer site. It's a power plant. It was 89 degrees out that day. It was extremely humid. And we get in there, and the average temperature we were working in was 110 degrees. And mere 50 feet away from us, the average temperature jumped from 130 to 140 and was constant within those 10 degrees. It was sweltering. It was disgusting. And I'll tell you what, man, that made me not want to be back at work. And then, like, the following couple of weeks, it just seemed like it was just getting worse and worse. Thankfully, it ended up a little bit better after the second week was over, which many things happened that were screwed up that still have not been resolved. But so coming back from vacation, I was looking forward to recording, definitely. And then this whole thing happened with the episodes. And I was like, what are we going to do? And you and I sat down and discussed it, and you're having computer issues there, and the episode's not posting. Instead of trying to cram half finished new work into a small period of time and posting it, and it might not be as good quality, we figure we'll go with the stuff that we know is pretty solid, and then next month we're going to record new stuff while you're hearing the things you haven't heard yet, which is still new to you, just not new to us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been tortured, because I'm sure in Gaming Grief Part B there was some reference to what was going to come next week. I'm pretty sure. We usually refer to something that we're going to talk about before we talk about it, and then we refer to it constantly after. So I know some of you have been chomping at the bit wondering what the fuck. It's all Charlie's fault.
Nope. No. It's your fault. That's why you got to commit dick-a-goo.
No, not committing dick-a-goo. It ain't happening, man.
Yep.
Ain't happening. No. If I commit dick-a-goo, who's going to be my second?
Not me. Chris?
No. No.
I think somebody in your family should do it.
I'd rather not.
Before you reproduce, please, for the love of God, just chop it off.
No. The only way I'm committing dick-a-coo is if I reproduce with Kate Beckinsale, and she's the one who has to bite it off.
I can agree to those terms. Except for the except for the reproducing part.
No, gotta reproduce first.
No, you don't need to reproduce.
Somebody has to put a bullet in my brain before she bites it off.
No. You have to live afterwards.
No, see, hell no.
It's all part of the living hell that you would go through, knowing that you've had Kate Beckinsale, but you can never have anyone else. So you'll be happy and devastated at the same time.
Yeah, no, ain't gonna happen, sorry. Read my lips.
Yeah, it needs to be done, dude.
No.
Yep, it really does. Unacceptable. No. Our fans have been banging their heads against the steel cage, if you will, for a month. No, they don't want you to reproduce.
They do want me to reproduce.
No, I have a perfect example of why.
That my lineage continues.
No, they don't want your lineage to continue, and I have a perfect example of why lineage doesn't work. You are so awesome that any of your offspring will let down everyone when they try to fill your shoes after you're dead, i.e. Frank Sinatra Jr. and Nancy Sinatra. So it doesn't work.
So my kid will be great at something else.
Yeah, but those two are not great at anything, as far as we know.
Yeah, but see, that's, you know, Frank Sinatra's kid. And who was the other one?
Both of them. He has Junior and Nancy.
Well, I mean, Nancy had that great song that was performed by Megadeth, much better. Of course, she didn't write it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Frank Jr., he's not as bad as everybody makes him out to be.
No, it's not that he's bad. He's actually good at what he does. Yeah. But he's not his father.
No, you can't be. You know, you can never be your father.
Yep.
So, and you can't be your mother either. If you try, that's really, really freaky and weird, and we won't talk anymore.
Yeah, that I don't want to be either one of them. They're cool the way they are, and I'm cool the way I am.
There you go. See? My kid, if he survives the first 18 years, mm-hmm. will be cool as hell.
I don't know about that. First of all, the odds of your child surviving are fairly low. Because somebody out there is going to try to get rid of him or her.
No, Dad, why do you say such random and silly things?
You're such a loser.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, my kid will be the only kid in the free world that will be embarrassed by me at 1 month.
Yeah, probably. I can see that happening. So, all right, folks, you know what's going on in our world. You know what's going on in the real world. And we opted to do this to let you know what's going on. There will be an episode tomorrow night. And we are not doing a special Osama special. We're just going to leave that alone, because at this point, it's been over a month. Everything that's been said about that whole situation has been said. And
no, you know, we actually probably should have freaking gotten together and called an emergency recording.
Yeah, but
get on your computer.
We probably should have.
The dick is dead. Which old dick? Yes, I'm a dick.
Nice.
Thank you.
And yeah, so he's gone. The search for his brain still going. So if you want a goat's leg and some cheese, you can help them find what's left of the back of his skull. In the meantime, you know, instead of doing a whole half hour on that, I think we covered it well enough. And we're just going to get back into our regularly scheduled programming, if you will. And this is just a kind of episode to say thanks. We appreciate you listening. But it's also an episode to let, like I said, let you guys know, hey, this is what happened. We're still here. We're not taking a long break or anything or nothing like that crazy. So tomorrow night, Sunday, you will have a brand new episode in addition to this little gem of a piece that we put together today. And I think hopefully you'll enjoy it as we enjoyed putting it together. And Brian's doing hang loose and devil signs on the video here. And
back out with your cock out, baby.
Yeah, please put your cock back, for God's sake. Oh, put it back, please.
I forgot about the video, sorry.
Mm-hmm. He's Porky Pigging it, for those of you who can't see. He's got the shirt on and no pants. So.
Yeah, baby. Oh, sorry.
Which looks really odd, even more odd, with the sunglasses and hat and earphones on. I don't even know why he's rocking that look, but it's almost like a fucked up Keith Richards decided to do a Looney Tunes episode. So, anyways, thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.